This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Mary Lesculius, L-E-S-C-E-L-I-U-S, Mary, M-A-R-I-E. Date of birth is 11-18-1938. Date of service is 9-13-2023. Miss Lesculius is a very pleasant 84-year-old female with history of hypertension, history of CVA, dementia, history of hearing loss, as well as vision problems, history of hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of breast cancer, who was presented to the emergency room with complaints of cough and progressively shortness of breath. Her cough was also getting worse. She was evaluated in the emergency room. She was tested positive for COVID-19. She was negative for flu, RSV. EKG did not show any acute changes. She did underwent pulmonary angiogram, CT, and was admitted to the hospital. Chest X-ray did show new multifocal pneumonia. She was given Decadron. She was not given Remdesivir. She was requiring supplemental oxygen. Continue on her other medications. CT did not show any blood clots. Patient was subsequently doing better. Was being monitored. Physical and occupational therapy for the patient. And was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she's sitting up in the chair, complaining of feeling weak and tired. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any cough, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She said that she did some physical therapy today, did get tired after doing that. But overall, she feels she is improving somewhat. No other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for breast cancer, history of CVA, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, irritable bowel syndrome, and history of DVT and history of lung nodule. Past surgical history has been significant for lumpectomy, breast, cervical fusion surgery, bunionectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy, with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, carpal tunnel syndrome release, cholecystectomy, thrombectomy, rotator cuff repair, total shoulder arthroplasty, left, and breast biopsy. Allergies to polyethylene glycol and sulfur. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. severe system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of COVID pneumonia, history of generalized weakness. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, musculoskeletal complaints of being weak and tired. She does have history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's weak, round and reactive to light. Muscular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, generalized weakness / deconditioning, next, COVID pneumonia, next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease, next history of CVA, next hyperlipidemia, next history of Alzheimer's dementia, next history of breast cancer, next hypothyroidism, next GERD, next DJD. Transplant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, monitor her sugars, will monitor her progress. She was encouraged to eat better. Continue with her exercise, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Melvin Veik, V-E-I-K, Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. Date of birth is 9/22/1938. Date of service is 9/11/2023. Mr. Veik is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's a very pleasant 84-year-old male admitted after bypass surgery. He says that he's doing much better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He has noticed some swelling of his lower extremities. Both, that's slight worse on the right side. Denies any pain in her legs, in his legs. He has been doing physical therapy. Denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, coronary artery disease, status post CABG. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, diabetes mellitus, type 2, next, chronic kidney disease, next, hypothyroidism, next, BPH, next, DJD. Transplant, discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll start him on Lasix, 40 milligrams Q day for 3 days. Subsequently, we'll decrease it to 20 milligrams once a day. We'll check basic metabolic panel in 5 days' time. Continue other medications. He was encouraged to continue with physical therapy. I've also suggested that he keeps his legs elevated, cut back on salty food. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Catherine Ross, R-O-S-S, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 12-22-1957. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Miss Ross is seen in her room today. At the request of the nurse, since there was some redness around his incision, she stated that she's been feeling well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Left hip incision, slight red and slight warm. No drainage. Seen impression number one. Cellulitis. Next. Status post left hip arthroplasty. Next history of COPD, next hypertension, next history of rheumatoid arthritis, next hypothyroidism, next fibromyalgia, next sleep apnea, next depressive disorder, next DJD. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about her symptoms, reviewed her allergies. We'll start her on erythromycin, 333 milligrams tablet, one tablet POTID. She'll take it with food. We'll continue other medications. She said that she had significant reaction of diarrhea with clindamycin and does not want to take clindamycin at the present time. She's allergic to penicillin, sulfa, and Keflex. She was encouraged to continue her other medications. We'll monitor her progress, continue to work with PTOT. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Kenneth Radke, R-A-D-T-K-E, Kenneth K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth is 11-30-1929. Date of service is 9-11-2023. Mr. Radke is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He is slowly improving. He is working with physical therapy. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, H-E-N-T. Examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, extremities, no edema. Impression, impression number one, compression fracture of the lumbar vertebra, next fall, next generalized weakness, next subdural history of subdural hematoma, next history of seizures, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. I've encouraged him to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue to work with PTOT. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldridge, ELDREDGE, Thomas, THOMAS. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 9/13/2023. Mr. Eldridge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. He said that he's been working with physical therapy and seems to be doing better. He is improving. He feels that his strength is also improving. He's ambulating some. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Impression, number one, acute CVA with right hemiparesis. Next, bilateral carotid stenosis. Next, lower extremity weakness. Next, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment discusses with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing some better. He feels he's gaining some strength in his legs. Yes, he's been ambulating some. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. I've encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Chester Dunn, D-U-N-N, Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Date of birth is 6/20/1954. Date of service is 9/13/2023. Mr. Dunn is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's laying in his bed, having his dinner. He says that he's been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, he feels that he is doing better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, bilateral chronic lymphedema, both over extremities. Impression, number one, COPD, next congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of sleep apnea, next chronic lymphedema, both lower extremities. Transplant discusses patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well and has been stable. Will continue current medications. Have recommended pressure stocking or ASRAP to help mobilize the lymphedema fluid. Will continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he will let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 11/18/1951. Date of service is 9/11/2023. Mr. Douglas is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's sitting up in his chair. He is less communicative. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills. He is somewhat quiet today. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new concerns. Overall has been doing well. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no hills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of CVA, next history of paranoid schizophrenia, next generalized anxiety disorder, next mood disorder. Queensland discussion about his symptoms. He's also being evaluated for mobility evaluation for a tilt wheelchair due to his diagnosis of CVA. He's unable to use the manual wheelchair that he currently has. He requires a manual wheelchair with tilt to receive maximum assistance in completing ADLs in his home. He lacks the upper extremity coordination to propel a manual wheelchair. It's recommended and requires a custom wheelchair with tilt for dependent pressure relief, posture, and safety in transfers. Patient's caregivers would be able to physically and mentally operate a custom tilt wheelchair. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate. We'll continue other medications. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call me. Thank you. Period. End of dictation.